Blessed morning, beloved, and thank you again for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 17. And in verses 1 through 4, we have the first of four servant songs in the book of Isaiah. And in this passage, the servant is described as one whom God chose to see that justice is done on the earth. The reading concludes with God's promise to help his people. And so again, in Isaiah chapter 42, these are prophetic songs looking forward to God meeting the needs of his people. Again, our guiding word for this week is hope. So let's begin in Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "Here is my servant, whom I strengthen, the one I have chosen, with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the earth. Distant lands eagerly wait for his teaching. God created the heavens and stretched them out. He fashioned the earth and all that lives there. He gave life and breath to all its people. And now the Lord God says to his servant, 'I, the Lord, have called you and given you power to see that justice is done on earth. Through you, I will make a covenant with all peoples. Through you, I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. The things I predicted have now come true. Now I will tell you of new things, even before they begin to happen. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praise, all the world. Praise him, all you that sail the sea. Praise him, all creatures of the sea. Sing, distant lands and all who live there. Let the desert and its towns praise God. Let the people of Kedar praise him. Let those who live in the city of Selah shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let those who live in distant lands give praise and glory to the Lord. The Lord goes out to fight like a warrior. He is ready and eager for battle. He gives a war cry, a battle shout. He shows his power against his enemies. God says, "For a long time I kept silent. I did not answer my people. But now the time to act has come. I cry out like a woman in labor. I will destroy the hills and the mountains and dry up the grass and the trees. I will turn the river valleys into deserts and dry up the pools of water. I will lead my blind people by roads they have never traveled. I will turn their darkness into light and make rough country smooth before them. These are my promises, and I will keep them without fail. All who trust in idols, who call images their gods, will be humiliated and disgraced." And then God's key verse for today is Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. "I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise." And the question that I have for you this morning, beloved, is what idols do you allow into your life? Because you see, an idol is simply anything that we allow to come between us and serving our God. And so it's important for us to remember that, the most important thing for any creature on the face of this earth is to keep on praising God no matter what is going on. As one professor said it, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And I pray that for you today. Let's pray. Holy God, source of all light and truth, light my path that I may see the way to be a servant in your work of redemption, truth, and justice. Guide me today. May I do and say everything that will give honor and glory to you. Amen. Well, that brings our morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we will be in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, where God promises to rescue the people of Israel. Until then, keep looking up. As we heard in church Sunday, even Job, in the oldest passage in the Word of God, knew that his Redeemer was coming. God bless. Until tomorrow.